give us the results. We have a new winner, I guess, for the worst roads in Sonoma County. Who gets the prize?
It was a tie this year. Spring Hill Road, which is out west of Petaluma and goes out toward the coast, was one of the winners, and Sonoma Mountain Road in Bennett Valley was the other. This is a contest that is conducted occasionally by the Road Warrior, which is a blog on the Press Democrat site. It just announced the winners. The polling or voting, if you might call it that, was open for about 10 or 11 days in the first part of November. And in total, 57 different roads were mentioned or suggested as being the worst roads in Sonoma County. And I would say we do have a target-rich environment when you start talking about bad roads.
And by extrapolation, you see this as not just the worst roads in Sonoma County.
Yes. Well, since Sonoma County has been deemed for about a decade now by the Metropolitan Transportation Commission to have the worst roads in the Bay Area, there are certainly a reasonable claim that these are the two worst roads, or certainly two of the worst roads in all of the Bay Area. And in fact, if you go by the pavement condition index, Sonoma County ranks very near the bottom in all of the state. So I think you have a reasonable claim that these are two of the worst roads in the state.
Now, you, as Save Our Sonoma Roads, have been flogging this issue pretty aggressively for a couple of years now. Are you seeing any progress?
Well, we do have some progress, and I will give the county some credit. We are mostly focusing on county roads, although anybody who lives in Petaluma, for example, knows that their roads are no prize either. But we've been working on the county level. We've been through two budget cycles with the Board of Supervisors, and each time they have ponied up an extra $8 million of the general fund money for road repairs. So we are seeing some progress, and in fact, in the last road repair season, you can't really do a lot of this work in the winter when it's raining, when the temperatures are not sufficiently high. But in the 2013 road repair season, they did repair, I think, something like 67 miles of roads, which is about 5% of the county system. And I'm sure almost anybody has noticed some of the roads they drive on are now in much better shape because they've been trying to do this on the roads that are more heavily traveled. And a lot of roads are in better shape. But there's a very long way to go.
This worst roads in the county contest has been through a couple of previous rounds. Who are some of the other quote-unquote winners?
The one that I remember for sure is Lehigh Road, not far from Sonoma Mountain Road. It's another road that heads up from the Pengrove area. And then there's a road called Keyser in Rohnert Park, and I've been on that. And, boy, that looks like you've been through the Afghan war with IEDs blowing up on it. It's just in horrible shape.
Any of these roads that are getting this kind of attention also getting attention from the paving crews?
Well, actually, Lehigh Road got quite a bit of attention this year. I think about a mile and a half of the 5 miles of it or so got great improvements this year. So there is cause for optimism.
But in the meantime, you're keeping the pressure up.
Well, we're not going to let up. You know, we really feel like the road system and the infrastructure of any county or city is part of the basic covenant between the people who live there and the government. It's a tragedy and a shame that things have gotten so bad in Sonoma County that we had to form a grassroots citizens group to lobby to fix it, but we feel very committed, you know, that we want to see a solution and a 10-year or so plan, which we're supposed to see a proposal from the supervisor sometime in the next few months, that is really going to get their arms around this thing and get the thing fixed.
Craig Harrison, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Thanks so much for having me.